Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com. You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
Hi, welcome to the show. I am your host, Mudtoe Sasquatch. This is the Midnight Garden. I welcome you. Come and sit with me. Come and sit with me in the garden, between the peas and the carrots, in amongst the purple potatoes. Purple potatoes are an actual thing. I've had them before. Tasted kind of like potatoes to me. I was told they're supposed to be a little bit sweeter than common potatoes. I didn't really notice the difference, but then I probably don't have a cultivated enough taste buds to do that. So pick up, if you find purple potatoes, perhaps pick them up. Pick up the purple potatoes and see what you think of them, because I don't want you guided by my uneducated opinion. In the meantime, we can just sit here and chat for the next 28 minutes or so and see if we can figure out the meaning of life. It's September. Don't know why I keep wanting to say September is the cruelest month, because traditionally it is April, which is the cruelest month. September September for me, for people of my generation and before, is the traditional beginning of school. I just went to school, back to school the day after Labor Day. And so Labor Day weekend was a big blowout. And then on Labor Day itself, you had the big cookout. And then you had the big telethon with Jerry Lewis, RIP. And then he sang that horrible, sad song from Carousel. And then it started to sink in that you were going back to school the next day. You know, no staying up late. You had to get up early because that awful sound of the buzzer. Didn't have any radio. I'm sure clock radios existed at that time, but I didn't have one. I just had a buzzer. And boy, that thing, if I always wanted to be awake before my alarm went off, because if that buzzer woke me up, you know, you'd be peeling me off of the ceiling. And then, through the shower and get the school clothes on and get the school stuff together and off to school for another year. And I never minded school. I always liked school, actually. It was one thing that I did well. And although it didn't seem to impress my peers so terribly much, at least not at the time, it got my foot in the door with the adults. I tend to spend more time with adults than I did with people my age when I was a kid. But anyway, that's September. You go back, I don't know where I was going with that other thing, but you go back, back to the grind, I guess. Although I say I didn't really mind it. I don't know why, because I remember being very, counting the moments. Until I had to go to bed and then be in school the next day. So I only got only 2 hours of summer vacation left, only an hour and a half of summer vacation left, sort of like that. And then school wasn't that bad for me. Probably better than summer vacation, except I did get. But the main thing I would get done on summer vacation was photography. I had a little camera. And I did a little, summer job, and some grass mowing for people. And I took my money that I had, and I went and I bought film, and I went and took pictures. And, I have almost none of those pictures. I don't know what happened to them. They followed me. I know they followed me on several moves. But somewhere along the line, they just got... They just got lost. So, no pictures for me. I'm just really just rambling here, but that's okay. I mean, that's pretty much the way the show goes. As I thought September would be a good topic because I start talking about September, and now I'm still trying to find an anchor to get me started. Usually the anchor won't appear until the show is almost over. I've tried rehearsing. I've tried sitting down and trying to figure out exactly what I was going to say before the show started, and that's never worked. Those kind of shows tend to degenerate into even more meandering than a regular show does. So gave it up. Just started doing the show from the seat of my pants, I guess. Is that how you would say it? Off the top of my head. That's probably a better one. Off the top of my head and from the bottom of my heart, I do the show. And again, it's my hope that the Spirit guides me to some words that somebody out there needs to hear. And I have a call on here, and I'm looking around, and my cards are nowhere to be found. I think I know where they are. I haven't had them out. I haven't had them out for a long time. Not since the last time I used them on the show. So it's probably been a couple of months. Well, don't think it's a good idea for me to leave they're gone. Must have been listening at the same time. I was going to say I was going to pick up and talk to them and see what we could arrange, but boy, people just gone. I guess there are probably lots of places on Blog Talk where you can go to get readings. Because usually this seems like nobody looks at or at least has not seen the topic that I put up when they call in. They call in wanting a reading, and a reading is really not my thing. It's Chief Iggy's thing, and Adriana's thing, and David Two Crows. They do the readings, and then Mark is the astrologer, and a couple other people who stop by now and again to practice their art. I really don't do any of that. I mean, Chief Iggy gave me a deck of cards to play with once, and I do from time to time, and it is interesting. But divination is just not my thing. Probably one thing is just like the reason I shy away from everything. I don't want to make a mistake and give somebody bad information. But in any case, I'm alone again, which might actually be a good way to lead into the only thing I had brought in. I have a couple of things sitting around here on the table I've been working on. But last Sunday, a couple of days before the last show, after the last show, I had a visit from the lady that I call my 4 a.m. girl. And the reason I call her that is that she used to come to my window at 4 a.m. and knock on it and see if she could let her in because, she needed something. I had to save her or she needed to stay. One time she told me that they were about to shut off the power in her apartment. Now, it's 4 in the morning. They're not shutting off anything in your apartment, not right now. But, that was the kind of the relation. There was lots of I couldn't count. I could never count on a complete night's sleep when she was around. And very irritating to me, and I lost my temper on a number of occasions. But what happened was she has gone to rehab and has been there for some months. Didn't really know. I mean, the father of her baby lives two doors down from me, which is one reason why she was hanging around so much. And he gives me progress reports from time to time. And I send her a card now and then, send her a little bit of money for the candy cart now and then. And yeah, I just kind of wondered how things were going. Well, on Sunday, she showed up at my door, just for she was home on a home pass. That's where you usually go when you have a home pass is home. Car waiting out front, just pulled up, knock on the door, say hello, couldn't stay. But, told me she's been clean for 11 months now. And, again, didn't get a chance to talk to her. Just in the door and out the door. And it was wonderful to see her. She's put on some weight, which is good. She looks much less like a walking skeleton now. It's I guess the reason I mention it, first of all, you know, I know, I think I'm pretty sure I've talked about her on the air before. So just to update that, but also it's made me feel. It's not a feeling I don't think I've ever had before, and I can't put words on it, which makes it rather dicey as a radio topic. But again, I'm glad to know she's doing well. But you know, part of me liked the fact that she depended on me so much. And that part of me doesn't quite like the fact that she's maybe not going to depend on me so much anymore. Then maybe really she shouldn't. I mean, if this is, you know, if coming here and knocking on my door is part of what you know, what landed her in rehab, and she's getting, you know, more and more screwed up because of the dope, she probably shouldn't be hanging around me, because this place and our relationship is a part of her, a part of her sickness. So really, and I'm quite sure that's what's behind. I mean, she's on the home pass and someone is supposed to be watching her all the time. That's why she only popped in and popped out. So maybe she probably shouldn't even have done that. So then there's part of me that would kind of like to see her some more and have her around and have her more in my life, to know her more as a sober person. I know that when she wasn't on the junk, she was a lot sweeter to be around, a lot nicer person than she was when she was when she was chasing the next hit. Listen to me with all the drug jargon. And I would like to know, I'd like to know that person, and I would like her to know me when I'm, you know, not a screaming lunatic, you know, when I'm more the kind of person I am every day, and more the person that I can be, the person I strive to be, you know, that I could practice that perhaps. But, you know, I still, once again, she popped in. I mean, the situation before she popped in was I didn't know if I would ever see her again. The situation now is I don't know if I'll ever see her again. All that's changed is she was here for 30 seconds, and it's really put the zap on my head, as they say. I find myself making plans, and this has happened to me before. And there's someone I got into my head that I thought I could save them. And, you know, this is what's going to, I'm going to save them, and then they're going to find a female person that they are. I was going to save them, and then they would fall in love with me, and we would live happily ever after. This has happened a number of times, and I fear it could be happening now. I think it would be bad whether you know, I see her again, whether or not, whether I'm a part of her life again or not. I think it would be bad for me to enter into that mindset, to be looking at it in that kind, because that's just another form of a one-up type of relationship. So I can sit here and say I don't know what to do, but there really is nothing to do. As long as she's not here, there's nothing to do. But I don't know, you know, what to hope for. You know, do I hope that she's not here, or do I hope that she is here? Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? So meanwhile, I just keep doing the radio show. Had a busy month at Ohio State. Said the name of the college again. The large Midwestern university with which I am associated, with school back in session, medical school back in session. I had some appointments with the medical students every week through August. Made a little bit of money, going to be able to pay my bills in all likelihood through this month and into next month. But now, as was just often the way with these things, haven't heard anything at all about September. So the panic mode is beginning to come up again. So once again, back to the resumes. Looked in some places I haven't looked in a while, and I actually came up with there's a children's theater here in town, and they're looking for help in their office, you know, customer service, or calling people about tickets and stuff like that. And it's a very small job, but I mean, it would be, from the way they describe it, it would be pretty consistent throughout the season. You know, again, it runs through, run through like May or June, something like that. So, I mean, that would fill in the holes when the medical school wasn't in session. And the other thing I think about, but he said this doesn't, is to go back to that, not the place I worked at this year, but the place I worked in at the past, doing the grading of standardized tests. I kind of liked the first place I looked at, and they sneaked back into town on me without telling me. So I'd already agreed to go with this other place before I knew they were back in town. So I need to, once March rolls around, I need to be looking very carefully to see if I can catch them coming back. And perhaps I can get back in with them. I mean, that's good money for a short time. But it's very nice money. Perhaps through those summer months. Then ultimately, what do we strive for? Because, I mean, is that what I do for the next 15 years until I qualify for Social Security, presuming it's still here in 15 years. But I just keep looking for various day jobs, small jobs, string them together, manage to pay my rent. Bigger things that go wrong, I get the help from my parents, who are elderly now. I mean, this must be remembered. My father just turned 80. My mother will be 77. The end of next week. God bless them. They're both in good health, but there will come a time when I can't take the car to dad's friend, and dad will pay for it. You know, dad's friend runs a garage he's taken his cars to for like 50 years. But I mean, that there will come a time. You know, once again, I want them around. And hope they will be around for as long as possible. But there will be a time when, you know, that won't be available to me. You know, I won't be able to come and stay at their home when I'm short of cash. You know, that's sometime that will all go away. And it's probably more likely than not going to be less. I mean, 15 years is a long time for their age. 15 years is a long time to be counting on. I don't want to, as I sit here and say all of this, I don't want to sound mercenary about my parents. I do depend upon them for a lot. And what I'm saying is I need to start not doing that. If for no other reason than a practical consideration, they're not going to be around forever. But then also because maybe it's not such a great idea to do it. Maybe I should be standing on my own 2 feet some more. But then the old job market hasn't been real responsive to me sometimes. Not sure what I need. Gosh, the rain sounds nice. I hate to say it, but I would much rather be just sitting and listening to the rain than doing doing this radio show right now. Maybe the rain will hold out for another 11 minutes and I'll be able to listen to it some more. It's very nice today. This is September. We had a nice gray day in the 60s. A break from the blazing sunshine and heat we've had for the past 11 or 12 years, it seems. Actually, several weeks through July and August. Been very hot. And now it's nice and cool. Jackets. I got my jacket out. Have those extra pockets. See, that's one thing. When it's the summertime, you can't wear a jacket. And you wear shorts, and then you only got that cuts down on your kind of pocket space. You can't really load up your pockets when you're wearing shorts because that starts to drag them down. You know, you can't. You can either cinch your belt in real tight, or you just got to watch out when you walk. Just remember, you're going to be continually hitching up your hitching up your shorts. But then it gets a little bit cooler and you can put on slacks. You don't have to worry about that. Then it gets a little bit cooler still. You can put on a jacket, and suddenly you've got 4 to 6 extra pockets that you can stick things in. And an outside pocket, I have my bus pass in all day as I traveled the city today. Went and got a monthly bus pass again, which is usually not a good choice for me. I don't know why I keep it. Just seems like I want to save that money. You have more, you know, lock in the price and have more trips. But then it seems like I never take them, or I take only enough that just make it the same price as the day passes. And then I find myself taking bus trips just to say I took one, you know, that I don't have any, didn't really have a reason to take the bus trip. I just went because I want to say that I have, you know, 14, 15, 16 trips on the monthly pass, which is what I need to make it cost effective compared to the daily passes. Oh, I am vamping like crazy now. I still got 9 minutes to make it through. Kind of tired. I didn't sleep particularly well last night. Didn't sleep well at all the night before. And really haven't caught up yet. I'd like to be, I could be in bed listening to the rain right now. That would be great. But still got 8 minutes and 30 seconds of work left to do here. We'll have leaves falling soon. That would be nice. I can't tell that from where I am here in the city. I have to find someplace else where they have some trees, but I always liked that autumnal look of the trees. But you notice when you're riding, I learned this, and I wish one of these things. I wish I hadn't. I wish I didn't know this. You see you drive along the highway, and you see all the trees and the leaves, you know, that are changing. That's really not the leaves changing. Those trees that sit so close to the road are mostly dead, and that's why the leaves change, you know, so early and so quickly, is because a lot of the tree life there really is only partially with us anymore because of obviously the pollution, and they say even the noise, you know, the trees disturb the growth and the and the sap producing behavior, whatever it is that keeps trees alive, that's with all the fumes and all the noise and all the grit and grime, I guess, too, probably has something to do with it. Keeps those trees from thriving. And so what you're looking at there is more death than anything else. And that's, again, as I say, it's one of the things I wish I didn't know. It was just wonderful, wonderful autumn color. But you got to kind of get away from the road and into forests to start to see the natural changing of the leaves. It kind of reminds me, because I'm sitting here. Here's a gear grinder for you. I'm seeing I have this rash on my leg. It's sort of persistent. Looks kind of like bug bites is what it looks like. But sitting here, I remember the last time I went out, so we went to leaf hunting for my daughter for a school project. And we all ended up getting terrible rashes. We got into some leaves we shouldn't have gotten into. And that was that. But you have to go in that. And then when I went, I got another rash at one of my granddaughter's early birthday parties. And there's a balloon she was playing with, and she knocked it over. We were in a park, and she knocked the balloon over the fence. And like a good grandpa, I scaled the fence, went back there and retrieved the balloon for her. And 2 days later, I just had the most horrific rash on both of my legs. And I go out and had to get a shot. You know, that's when it's bad, when they give you a shot. And that's why I don't go to the doctor for this one. I don't want to get the needle. I mean, it's not that bad. I end up scratching it sometimes because I'm not thinking about it, and I think that's probably what's keeping it going more than anything else. How many unrelated topics have we touched upon today? I do feel exceptionally punchy today. I spent most of the day on the bus. That's probably part of it. And bus travel, I mean, I don't know how it is in other cities. In our city, they really haven't gone far enough to make a bus travel economical. Because really, if you run the numbers, and I have, you really need to be. It needs to be kind of a long trip. I think I calculated 14 miles was the cutoff. If you're not going to travel 14 miles, you're better off to drive a car than take a bus, the way it's priced. And I figured, you know, based on, you know, current gas prices and average gas prices anyway, and threw in a little bit for, you know, the what you spend on oil and transmission fluid and whatnot. But yeah, it just takes, you know, above a certain or below a certain number. It's just, you're paying more for that bus ride than you would be paying to run your own car. It seems like we want to encourage regular people, because the bus, you know, the bus is mostly people like me who don't have a lot of money doing this, or people who have special needs, or poor families. You see a lot of them on the bus. I took the ride out to the Northeast to meet Twilight Evening Star today to do a little shopping. And the bus had been a little bit late, so it ended up picking up two busloads of people. You know, the one that it had missed, and then the one that was coming behind. Boy, that was something else. It had stopped twice to let wheelchairs off, and it's every time, you know, two people would come off and two more people would come on, and the bus was just packed almost all the way there. It's a little bit tough for someone of my sensitivity to take. Kind of noisy, and people, you know, playing their music and not, you know, really caring who's close by and so forth. And really made me miss the days that I didn't need the bus. And I don't feel good about myself when I think that way. You know, I feel like I'm being, I guess, less than egalitarian. I mean, they're all God's children who are sitting there in the bus with me. Who am I to judge? But when I'm sitting, you know, sardine style with basically two busloads of God's children, sometimes I lose my perspective. So next week starts another week. In fact, I'm not even going to wait that long. I have materials I'm going to take with me. I'm going to stop off at the Greek festival here in town on my way back to spending the Labor Day weekend with my folks. And I'm taking my resume and job posting materials with me. And I make sure I get that done before the end of the weekend. When in particular from a friend of mine, a hot lead, as they say, people who are hiring more people. It's retail, but I don't know how well I do. I've never haven't had a lot of luck with retail, but then again, I haven't had a lot of luck with anything else. And I think I told you about the children's theater too. And I have that test grading thing in the distant future, and maybe looking at some seasonal Christmas stuff coming down the road. Gotta get out there. Gotta get hustling. So. Thank you so much for listening to the program this evening. This is one of those that's going to be probably pretty tough to go through with a fine-tooth comb and figure out just something wise and spiritual in here, but I'm sure somebody out there can manage that. So I'd like to thank you once more and wish you a pleasant good evening.